Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's difficult to keep sequels creative, and that means sometimes the need to justify continuations of franchises can push developers into that, wait, what do they just do territory. Now, these moments might not be enough to completely ruin a series overnight, and the games themselves might actually be pretty good, but they do set their respective franchises on the path to ruin. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 8 exact moments video games lost the plot. Number 8, Lara's Death, Tomb Raider Chronicles. Is there a lazier writing trope in the world than a supposed death of a flagship protagonist? Well, that's how 1999's Tomb Raider The Last Revelation concluded, with the supposed death of Lara Croft left hanging from a rock as she's supposedly crushed by a pyramid. Despite this death, though, Eidos Interactive wanted to plow on with the series, prompting developers Core Design into writing a storyline that revolves around some of Lara's friends toasting to her memory with tales from her past, and then turning those stories into a full game. With 6 entries released in just 5 years, the Tomb Raider series had been growing stale for a little while. However, Chronicles is really where Eidos and Co. really lost their way, clearly only chugging along for the sake of the money. Angel of Darkness might be a more obvious point of no return, but the issues go right back to here. Number 7, surprise, it's a battle royale, kinda, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon franchise had its ups and downs over the years, to say the absolute least. Boasting a bunch of different subseries and spin-offs, the tactical shooter is in a constant state of reinvention, unafraid to chuck out the pieces on the board and start again when something just isn't working. However, it's currently in the worst state it's ever been in. While Ghost Recon Wildlands was a solid if clunky open-world action game, its sequel, Breakpoint, was, well, the breaking point for this new iteration of the series. A complete trash fire when it launched, the sequel was a disaster critically and financially, thanks to a myriad of bugs and glitches and an overall lack of passion. Since then, the series has been pretty quiet. Well, until rumblings of another game in production started doing the rounds a few months ago. What would this new game be? Would it be a return to the single-player glory of old, something more linear, or a complete revamp? Well, it turned out to be kinda none of those things, as instead, it was a Battle Royale-inspired multiplayer game. Ghost Recon Frontline, billed as a quote-unquote live-service MMO first-person shooter, immediately pissed fans off who saw it as a lazy, uninspired cash grab. The backlash was so strong, in fact, that immediately after announcing it and an alpha test, the game was delayed indefinitely, going almost as quickly as it came. What shape will the game take when it finally releases then? Well, who knows, but this clearly isn't the direction to take. Number 6, All-Out Action, Resident Evil 5. Now with this entry, I want to again reiterate that these games often aren't the worst of their respective series, just that they feature the moment when the series was first put on the path to disaster. And that is exactly Resident Evil 5 to a T, even if there is still a whole lot to like about this game. See, while Resident Evil 4 marked a significant departure from the earlier titles in the series with the introduction of a dynamic camera system, it was the opening level of its successor, Resident Evil 5, where fans began to realize that the series was free-falling into something completely different. The opening level of RE5 takes place in a fictional part of Africa, and the game immediately puts its new direction front and center, with the two-player cooperative system, motion-captured cutscenes, and added emphasis on action bearing little resemblance to the games that came before it. It would of course be Resi 6 that truly tanked the franchise with this direction, but 5 was a huge pivot in that direction to begin with, and proved that Capcom wanted to transform the horror series into a mainstream action hit. Number 5, do you guys not have phones? Diablo Immortal. With over 20 million copies worth of sales stretching back to 1997, the Diablo series has established itself as one of the most important RPGs in the industry. It also houses an extremely passionate community, who spend their time and money not only playing through the series, but also investing in the books, magazines, and other bits of lore connected to the franchise's world. So, with this in mind, let's jump back to 2018. At this point, rumors had been swirling around the Diablo community for a number of months that developers Blizzard were going to be unveiling a major announcement at BlizzCon 2018, which most assumed would be Diablo 4. Instead, though, the conference has become infamous for the announcement of Diablo Immortal, the franchise's first foray into the mobile world. The announcement and subsequent reveal that there were no plans in the works for anything on PC came as a bitter blow to both the audience and the developers' meme-worthy "Do you guys not have phones?" response that left many fans wondering what direction their beloved franchise was actually going down. Of course, earlier this year, Activision Blizzard became embroiled in allegations of widespread misconduct within the company, aimed primarily at the executives on the Diablo franchise, which cast an even larger shadow over this once cherished series.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 4, another 2D Mario adventure. New Super Mario Bros. U. 2006's New Super Mario Bros. For the Nintendo DS was the first 2D Mario title for 15 years, and successfully put the series back on the map with its combination of faithfulness to previous releases, as well as the improved control scheme taken from the 3D titles Super Mario 64 and Sunshine. New Super Mario Bros. Wii was subsequently released in 2009, but by the time it dropped, it's safe to say that most fans were beginning to feel the formula was growing ever so slightly stale. However, 60 million sales seemed to be all the prompting Nintendo needed, releasing two Play It Safe follow-ups in 2012, the 3DS's New Super Mario Bros. 2 and the Wii U's New Super Mario Bros. U. And whilst New Super Mario Bros. U certainly didn't kill off the 2D Mario franchise, it is certainly still one of the most divisive games Nintendo have recently released. The game received DLC and a port to the Nintendo Switch. However, the game's divisiveness within the community led to the company changing tact and letting players design their own 2D side-scrollers with the release of games like Super Mario Maker. Number 3, the London terrorist attack, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, while not an outright bad game, was certainly the first time the series started to waver. Released after Studio Infinity Ward imploded, the trilogy ender had huge expectations heaped upon it. And it was pretty good, but it showed for the first time just how formulaic and predictable the series had become. Nothing showed that off more than a moment in the campaign, though, which portrayed a chemical attack on London from the perspective of a civilian family. This controversial scene caught the attention of the media, but that's not really the issue here. The issue was just how artificial and fabricated for attention this scene was. Modern Warfare 2 similarly made waves due to its no Russian terrorist level, and this seemed like an attempt from Activision to just have another one. After all, no press is bad press, and cynically putting a controversial scene in the game would drum up attention and coverage. It all just felt so transparent. Number 2, Shadow Gets a Gun, Shadow the Hedgehog. If there was an example of a mega successful video game franchise struggling to make the jump from 2D to 3D gaming, it's the Sonic the Hedgehog series. Going from a series that was right up there with Super Mario, the demise of the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise began with the likes of Sonic 3D Blast and Sonic R on the Sega Genesis and Saturn, but completely lost the plot when a little game I actually quite enjoy called Shadow the Hedgehog released in 2005. A moody rival introduced in Sonic Adventure 2, Shadow the Hedgehog was designed to be a more mature, gritty entry to the series. And given that the series was built off plenty of bright colours and a cute blue hedgehog, it was a strange departure for Sega to make. But quite how far they were willing to go in order to hammer these themes home shocked the entire gaming world. Right from the opening cutscene, players can tell that this was something where Sega had taken their creative brains too far, with Shadow slowly walking into the shot like a wannabe John Wick, bizarrely cocking an MP5. Sonic 06 would properly become a laughingstock a year later, but the identity crisis was present here. Number 1, Desmond Kills Lucy, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. While Assassin's Creed Brotherhood continued a lot of the groundwork laid in AC2, and is actually my favourite entry of the original run of games, the storylines both inside and out of the Animus failed on the whole to really land the same level of impact that its predecessors had. Whilst the majority of these storylines are more than fine, the whole series nosedived off the edge when it came to the main plot's finale. Here, when Desmond retrieves the piece of Eden that he and the assassins have located thanks to Ezio, a version of Juno appears and takes hold of his body. Players are then forced to stab a friend, Lucy, who had just spent the past 3 games being Desmond's closest ally, or so he thinks, and more than teased love interest, before the pair then collapse and the credits roll. While it certainly blindsided the bulk of players at the time, the reasoning behind killing off such a popular character was lost on most of these same players, especially as Lucy's allegiances would become even more confusing in the sequels and DLC. In isolation, it's not horrific, but the decision to kill off Lucy here is really the point in which the Desmond Miles era of Assassin's Creed storylines start to become convoluted and messy, which would contribute hugely to Brotherhood's substantially worse follow-ups, Revelations and Assassin's Creed 3, being 2 of the most mixed titles in the franchise.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.